Good morning, Kyle. Thanks for joining us on Breakfast with Refilwe.
Thank you, Refilwe. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Now, Kyle, the Rogue Unit saga has captured the imagination, and really, I'm saying imagination like imaginary friend, of the South African public for the better part of 4 years, and really caused a hollowing out of the South African Revenue Service. Please won't you let us know what has come up now and the implications of this discovery of this recording?
So the Rogue Unit narrative has really divided, you know, not only government officials, SARS officials, but also law enforcement, and also, you know, us, the public at large. We all have differing opinions about this. And what we now understand, these recordings are of a meeting in early 2015, just a couple of months after the Sunday Times first started publishing some of these stories about the so-called Rogue Unit. And the commissioner of SARS at the time, Mr. Tom Moyane, is told in no uncertain terms by two men who were at the very heart of this, you know, so-called Rogue Unit. And he's told, look, we never bugged President Zuma's house. We never ran a brothel. We didn't buy intelligence equipment. We didn't, you know, bug people or, you know, follow them around or dig in their dustbins for information. This is all nonsense. And the commissioner did nothing. You know, right. Moyane did absolutely nothing with that information. Instead, rightfully so, I believe he appointed KPMG to investigate. But unfortunately, the KPMG investigation came to some very strange conclusions. And
correct.
What we now know is that Mr. Lombard and Mr. Duval are two key state witnesses in the criminal matter that's ongoing against Johan van Lochrenberg, Andries Janse van Rensburg, and Ivan Pillay.
Mm.
So these recordings also contradict the versions of events that were told to certain prosecutors, to investigators. Now, bearing in mind that the criminal case only centers around one incident in 2007, just months after the unit was actually born, and there are question marks surrounding what happened there, but these recordings reveal intricately in detail what that project was about, how it came about, who was involved, who paid for it, and it just shows that this entire Rogue Unit narrative is completely false. There is no evidence to support the fact that this unit operated illegally or unlawfully.
Yes.
And that's sort of where we're at now. And even after the publication of the story, you know, the feedback is still, yes, but, you know, Pravin Gordhan was involved in this and Pravin Gordhan was involved in that. And in actual fact, he wasn't.
Mm.
And this thing is being used again and again and recycled. And I think it's time now that we get to the bottom of what actually happened.
Correct. I mean, so, Kyle, one of the things I want to highlight, the Nugent Commission of Inquiry into, I suppose, bad activity inside SARS pretty much found that that was the case. The sort of dishonored departure, and we've now sort of found out that those reporters at the Sunday Times were actually on the take and were lying when they were naming the Rogue Unit in the first place. So there seems to be a pervasively understood belief that, you know, the Rogue Unit doesn't exist. The importance here is that Moyane kept on holding his position firm by suggesting that he really believed it. And what are the potential consequences against him for not only holding on to this narrative, but actually leveling legal action against the former Minister of Finance and now Public Enterprises, Pravin Gordhan, and, of course, wasting state funds in this regard?
Look, so I think, Commissioner Moyane, I think there's a lot of grey areas here. There's a lot of nuance. And I just wanted to say one thing, that in defense of my colleagues from the Sunday Times, there's no actual evidence that they were ever paid any money to write any false stories. I think that's we need to make that quite clear.
Thank you for that.
Then moving on, you know, I'm not sure about the criminal repercussions, because I think Commissioner Moyane was justified in going to the police and saying, you know, I believe a crime was committed in 2007 and it involved these people from SARS. Naming Pravin Gordhan, naming Ivan Pillay and those sort of things, I believe that he had his reasons to do that. And we're still trying to understand exactly if this was politically motivated or if he was just doing what he's obligated to do under Section 34 of the Prevention of Corrupt Activities Act or the Prevention of Crime Act. Or, you know, so I think he was justified in opening the case. Things with the Rogue Unit story always become murky is that people appoint a panel to investigate, you know, led by an advocate or a retired judge, and this panel looks into these allegations, and it sort of does a bit of an investigation and interviews a few people. But then what we're seeing again and again is that the same people who are interviewed by the same sort of bodies, including the public protector now, they just lie. They lie openly, they lie brazenly, they lie in a way that is easy to debunk. The recently released IGI report, for example, it's a classified document, but the EFF published it. And we've all had now been able to look at it and comment on it because it is now no longer classified, in inverted commas. And there are just absolute blatant sort of factual distortions in that report. And that report, which came out in late 2014, has really been the precursor to a lot of these other reports. And it's really what a lot of these other reports are based on.
Yeah.
So we have a situation where it was necessary. It was important. It was, you know, a driven project to ensure that certain individuals at SARS were discredited, hounded out of the tax agency. And yes, this one incident in 2007, there are question marks over the conduct of some of these people, and that is what is being used against them. But they seem pretty confident that they can beat those charges once the full sort of evidential, you know, evidentiary sort of history is laid out to the court. And what we need to understand is that over 2 years, multiple reports, multiple investigations, the public protector's one being only just the latest iteration thereof, all these allegations, you know, SARS bugged Zuma, taxman ran a brothel, all these things, there is no proof of that.
Right.
There is no proof that anyone acted contrary to the intelligence directives of the country. There's just this one incident in the first couple of months of the unit's existence, and that is now, how many years later, 12 years later, that is still sort of the contentious issue that's driving this narrative.
I see. So what do we look forward to next? I mean, the Nugent Commission is closed. This is not something that will necessarily fall into state capture. I mean, we're kind of arrested with moving forward as a country.
Yeah, so I definitely believe that this sort of episode in SARS's history, there's an investigation by the Inspector General of Intelligence into, you know, the activities of the State Security Agency Special Operations Unit, which we believe and have evidence drove a lot of this narrative surrounding SARS, which seemed to be a project of this unit. That unit is now under investigation by the Inspector General. I believe that we may see these issues surrounding SARS form part of the State Capture Commission if the commission has time and capacity. Further than that, we may see some civil claims against some of these individuals.
Sure.
I believe that after this criminal matter is likely handled or finalized, then we may see some civil claims arising out of this. And that's when, you know, a lot more of the truth will actually start to come out and people will be forced to go under earth and, you know, tell the truth to the public.
Well, we'll continue watching this very closely. Thanks, as always, for your great investigative journalism.
Thank you, Rishma.
That's Kyle Cowan, investigative journalist from News 24.